The Cambridge Glass Company even had its own restaurant. The food was all homemade and delicious, especially the pie. The restaurant was located in a separate building toward the back of the main factory. Fire! Called the night watchman at 1 a.m. on October 18, 1917, as he discovered fire above the ceiling of the restaurant kitchen. The factory fire department was immediately called. The windows were broken in to gain access, but that only served to create a draft and assist the flames. The building and its contents were almost completely destroyed, including a beautiful piano. By 1920, the building had been rebuilt and again known as the Factory Restaurant. It was reported in the May 1930 issue of China Glass and Lamps that the restaurant could seat 150 people and serve an average of 400 to 500 meals a day, operating both day and night. Executives of the company and all visiting buyers were entertained in the cafeteria, where they could get in contact with employees and discuss problems and plans. The company extended a hearty welcome to the trade to visit the factory showrooms and break bread in the newly remodeled restaurant. Judged on its own account, the cafeteria was appreciated by employees as an addition to group insurance, which the Cambridge Glass Company had carried for a number of years. These benefits stepped up the general morale of employees, which in turn was evidenced by the quality of the glassware produced. Martha Spear managed the restaurant for over 5 years. She usually arrived before 5 a.m., and about 160 pies were made daily, 100 usually being fruit. Cafeteria tokens were used by some of the employees and were purchased through the paymaster or payroll department. She explained that employees also took their food back to where they worked. Many departments sent one person down to the cafeteria around 10:30 before the 11 a.m. serving time. Martha said that the etching department seemed to have the largest orders. Martha shared an interesting story of how a popular recipe came into being. She was making raisin pies one day and had some raisin filling, lemon, and meringue left over. She put the raisin filling in the pie crust and then added the lemon and the meringue. After first making the pie, she couldn't make enough of them. Bill Smith was a carry-in boy in the hot metal department. One of the benefits of being a carry-in boy was the result of being responsible for buying the lunches for the men in his shop. The men knew that if they waited until the lunch whistle blew, the lines at the cafeteria would be long. In order to avoid this, they would begin to cover for the carry-in boy about a half hour early. During this time, the carry-in boy would gather the lunch orders and then go to the cafeteria to get the men's lunches. Cafeteria lunches were paid for using books of tickets with 5 cents, 10 cents, 25 cents, 50 cents, or $1 values. The books of tickets were purchased through the paymaster. Usually, the men working in the shop would give the carry-in boy extra tickets for his efforts. As a result, many times a carry-in boy would get his lunch free. The Cambridge Glass Company restaurant was another benefit of working for the company and enjoyed by many of its employees. Lunch, anyone?